USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
This president wants somebody who has great experience.
President Trump meets with his top picks to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court. Now that Justice Kennedy is retiring, the president also meeting with Democrats in red states like West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The president expected to announce his choice after the 4th of July holiday on Monday the 9th. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
Deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials. But I am just amazed how, yet again, the left boils every single thing, including a Supreme Court justice, down to one issue, abortion.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
The boat exploded right in front of us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The FBI stops a terrorist attack planned for the 4th of July in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts. Pitts has been charged in a federal complaint with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Anthony says the agency receiving tips, Pitts making statements supporting Al-Qaeda. Investigators also finding disturbing posts on social media. On Facebook, he calls on Muslims to start training every day to know how to shoot guns and throw hand grenades.
Pitts was making statements espousing his support for Al-Qaeda and also his actions against particular United States entities, his violent intentions.
U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says Pitts spotted doing surveillance in downtown Cleveland, reportedly looking for locations to park a van loaded with explosives.
This defendant was walking around downtown Cleveland conducting reconnaissance on what he thought was a large-scale attack planned for the 4th of July.
Pitts facing up to 20 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ahead of the July 4th holiday Wednesday, the State Department issuing a worldwide travel alert for Americans. U.S. citizens urged to be alert and on the lookout for anyone or anything suspicious while overseas. Michael Cohen, one of President Trump's old lawyers, back in the news as he does a sit-down interview. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Michael Cohen saying that his loyalty lies with his family and country first before President Trump. In an ABC News interview, the president's longtime personal attorney saying his wife, daughter, and son, quote, will have my first loyalty and always will, adding, I put family and country first. Cohen remains under investigation for potential campaign finance violations. That statement has been said by some to signal that he may cooperate with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And the latest now on North Korea.
National Security Advisor John Bolton tells CBS's Face the Nation the plan to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapon system could be completed in a short amount of time.
What our experts have devised is a program that, with North Korean cooperation, with full disclosure of all of their chemical and biological nuclear programs, ballistic missile sites.
That hasn't happened yet?
It has not. Physically, we would be able to dismantle the overwhelming bulk of their programs within a year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.